Morning Ireland, 12 minutes past 7. Let's start in the United States, where former Irish Olympic swimming coach George Gibney is due in court in Florida to formally consent to his extradition to Ireland. The Irish government has sought his return to face 78 charges of indecent assault and one charge of attempted rape. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan is in Orlando.
Well, George Gibney was arrested on the 1st of July. That was on foot of an application from Ireland for his arrest. That application was transmitted from the Irish Embassy to the US Department of State last October, because it's the State Department that is the decision-making body here. Ultimately, in US law, it is an executive decision rather than a judicial or legislative branch decision. So ultimately, it's up to the Department of State to decide whether an extradition goes ahead. Lawyers there looked at all the paperwork that had been supplied by Ireland and decided, yes, it was in line with treaty obligations that the United States has with both Ireland and with the European Union, and then sent the case forward in February to the Department of Justice. They sent it down the line to Florida, to the Central District of Florida. And it was there that the US Attorney's Office sought an arrest warrant in the last week of June. That warrant was issued by the court here in Orlando. And 7 days later, George Gibney was arrested at an address not too far from central Orlando.
So take us through what's happened this week.
This week, he was brought before a judge the day he was arrested and put into custody. That's the normal process in extradition cases. He then has a opportunity to challenge his detention. And so a detention hearing was set for today, Friday the 11th. And as part of that, the US Attorney's Office here filed an a memorandum to the court, 23-page document setting out the law on extradition and the request for detention proceedings. In other words, Gibney would be looking for bail. Now, they said right up the front, Gibney cannot overcome the strong presumption against bail in international extradition cases. In other words, here in America, they rarely, if ever, give bail to people in extradition cases. They said specifically he can't meet the burden of showing that he poses no risk of flight or of being a danger to the community, or that any special circumstances exist warranting his release. They dismissed anything to do with his age, the nature of the offences, anything like that. They also set out the law, extensive case law here in America concerning extradition cases, what a judge does and does not do in the extradition process. And they were making it plain once again that this is an executive branch function. It's essentially up to Marco Rubio at the State Department whether they go ahead with an extradition. I mean, presumably he doesn't get involved in anything other than the most politically controversial cases. It's the staff in his department, but ultimately it is that branch of the government, and that the judge's role is to check through the paperwork, is starting with, is there an extradition treaty with Ireland? Well, yes, there is. And is this guy who's in before the court, is he the one who's actually wanted? Those kind of judicial safeguards. They work through a list of things, and the attorney's office said all of those conditions have been met. Now, on Tuesday of this week, George Gibney met with his lawyer. Public defender's office had been appointed to represent him. He met with the lawyer. They went through this 23-page document. And at the end of that, Mr. Gibney appears to have concluded that there really wasn't much point in carrying on challenging his detention, that there really is very little wiggle room indeed in the US system to challenge and look for bail whilst fighting an extradition case. And he also decided that really there's not much point in fighting the extradition itself, that the process was going to happen sooner or later. And it seems now that he's made that decision that voluntarily he would agree to be extradited back to Ireland. So what we are now expecting is that he'll be brought before the judge later today here in Orlando to formally swear an affidavit before the judge that he's willing to go back voluntarily. And the judge presumably is going to sign off on that. And then he will order his continued detention by the US Marshal's Office here in Orlando until such time as the Irish authorities have made arrangements with the US Marshals to actually physically transfer George Gibney back to Ireland.
Is it surprising that he's not challenging his extradition?
Yes and no. I mean, when you look at this 23-page document from the US Attorney's Office, it's pretty heavy duty stuff. I mean, there's very little grounds for challenging the case. They make it clear that the court is in no way to hear evidence on anything other than the paperwork that's been submitted. They don't want to know anything about the details of the case. They don't want to hear from witnesses. They just want to go through the paperwork. And the initial paperwork package, which was sent down to the attorney's office here, was over 300 pages in length. So it's pretty comprehensive. And also challenging the detention order whilst he was fighting that extradition case. Again, the custom and practice here in the United States is not to let people out from jail when they're facing extradition, because as they put it in this memorandum, the very fact that somebody's being sought by another state means that they are already in flight from the judicial process in the requesting state. So that's why they have this presumption against bail. So in those circumstances, George Gibney, who's 77 now, would be looking at spending a fairly considerable time in the US prison system. And as we know, it's not the most hospitable place in the world.
So what happens next, and when is he likely to be returned to Ireland?
Ultimately, what happens next is that a couple of Garda members get on a plane, fly over here, and sort out an arrangement with the US Marshals, a time and a place at which the Marshals plus George Gibney will come. They'll hand Gibney over to him, and they'll take him back on a flight to Ireland. Presumably that's going to happen somewhere in the vicinity of Orlando Airport. I mean, there's daily flights to Ireland from here. They go out every evening around 8 o'clock, land in Dublin around 9 o'clock in the morning. And at that stage, the charges will be put to him on Irish soil.
Sean Whelan in Orlando, Florida. It's 20 minutes past 7.